It's another episode of What Journey, and we're glad to have you join us. How are you doing? We've been looking at the nature of God, starting from God being the defender from strong and powerful enemies, God the healer of all diseases, God being a hiding place. And today we want to look at God the lifter of men. Just by the way, there's no exhausting the attributes of God. God is all-powerful. There is nothing he can't do. So today we want to look at God being the lifter of men. By the way, if this is your first time joining us on the Word Journey, God Journey is a platform where we gather to learn the Word of God that we may adapt our lives accordingly. Our approach is that every week we take a topical issue, search the scriptures to understand the mind of God, and then we do what we have to do on our own part to ensure that our lives are in tandem with the Word of God. That way, when we look at our life, like David said, may I not look at your word and be ashamed? May those who see me not be ashamed. Like, may I not look at your word and be ashamed because my life is different from what is in the scriptures? That's our goal. We want to learn the word of God. We want to imbibe it. And then we actually believe that that life will ooze out of our life by default. Ooze out, whether in private, in public, at home, outside, and everywhere. What journey has been on for many months. And this, we have over 30 episodes already. You can access every. Don't worry. You didn't miss out entirely. I mean, you didn't get it when it was hot and it was really, but you didn't miss out entirely. You can still get every single one of them with a click of button. And you do that once you visit Venerable Bona's website. That is ehanyobona.com. If that's too complex for you to type, just go on Google and search Venerable Obona. You'll find the website. You understand? Also, if you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, you find links to the website, links to ebook, links to previous episodes of Word Journey, links to series and all of that. And you also find Word Alive and Bedtime Rhema across those social media platforms. For this week, we're looking at God, the lifter of men. Please stick around. I'll introduce my guests for this discussion when I come back after this timeout. My name is Ifeanyi Ojukwu Dinwoke.
Our faith in Christ did not just reconcile us to God. It ushered us into the Christ kingdom, where the Bible viewpoint is supreme. A genuine member of the kingdom is the one whose lifestyle is guided by Bible principles. On What Journey, we search the scriptures to learn the mind of God so that we may conform our lifestyle to it. Welcome to What Journey. I am your brother in Christ, Venerable Ihanyi Chukwubona.
Welcome back. It's still What Journey, and then my guest for this week's edition is still the same person, Venerable Ihanyi Chukwubona. Like I told you one of those times, we are going to have a guest in the course of this discussion one day, maybe a guest, one, two guests. But then for today, my guest is Venerable Ihanyi Chukwubona, who is a servant of God that believes as Christ is elevated, lives are liberated, and is committed to teaching the sound word of God across platforms in the hope that God will use these teachings to transform the lives of men. Venerable, thank you for joining me on this week's edition of What Journey.
Thank you for having me, and may the name of the Lord be glorified.
Today we are looking at a subject matter, God, lifter of men. We are looking at the subject matter of promotion, and want to understand who exactly does this promotion. Does God actually lift people, or people just work hard, plan, strategize, and they get reach their goal and move to the next level?
Yes. God lifts men and women up.
Okay.
Let's have this background. God does not lift just anybody, but the meek. As it is written, the Lord lifted up the meek. He cast the wicked down to the ground. To be meek is to be humble, and to be humble is to be lifted or exalted. To be lifted up by God means that he steps in and changes our position or status. Psalm 145 verse 14. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. If we take instances of God's lifting of men from the scriptures, let's take, for instance, the scripture as in the story in the Bible of Esther, a girl that the Bible neither records about his father or mother. Taken care of by an uncle, Mordecai, God lifted her from that position of an orphan to become a queen in a foreign land. Isn't that an example of God lifting people?
It is.
Is it not promotion?
It is.
An orphan, Mrs. Nobody to Mrs. Somebody, the wife of a king. You look at Mordecai, a gate man, God lifting him from the position of a gate man to the position of a prime minister. You look at Joseph, a rugged shepherd boy, being lifted from taking care of his father's sheep unto being a prime minister in Egypt. And also another young man, David, still a shepherd boy, from the position of a shepherd to the position of a king. That is God's lifting. So God lifts people.
Some will say that God didn't lift any of these people. That what simply happened is that David sharpened his skill and then got opportunity and he became king.
Who gave
that,
him
that? Joseph just is a very good manager, and his managerial skill was recognized, and then he could interpret dream, and then he got a chance to become king. So they say God doesn't lift anybody. You work hard, you plan, you strategize and execute your strategy, and then you get lifted.
I'm very impressed with your analysis.
It's not my analysis, it's what people say.
Whatever people are, you are representing the people here.
Yes.
And that is what they say. Planning,
strategizing,
directing, controlling. These are simple theories of management. And I said, the Bible records, wisdom cometh neither from the east, west, north, or south. From who? From God Almighty. So there is no wisdom, no knowledge that is not from God. So it's not a matter of David sharpening. Who gave David the skill? Who gave Joseph the skill, the wisdom? God. And in the process of their getting to the point of their lifting, they exhibited gifts of God deposited on them by God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And one thing is clear. You may have these gifts, but you don't give God, you do not allow the Spirit of God to take absolute control of you to manifest these gifts in the right, at the right time, at the right place. All these men and women I've mentioned now. Okay, see the simple girl Ruth. God lifted her from being a worshiper of idol in a hidden nation until such a time she gave her life to God, recognizing that my God will be, your God will be my God, your people will be my people, as the scripture recorded. Ruth would have not been part and parcel or the process of bringing our Lord Jesus Christ to life. So God lives. He said the arm of flesh will fail you. Your brain will fail you. There are people who are wise God is not lifting them up. They ended up mad. Is everybody that is intelligent that is rich?
Mm-mm.
Or weighed up is progresses? It's not everybody. There are yet our classmates in universities that are not as opportune as we are today. They would have said in the class, the guy made 2-1. But the person that is ruling you is the person that made F9. Is that person not smart?
Yes.
Is this smart? But see, let's believe that no promotion, the Bible says, promotion do not come from the east, west, north, or south, but promotion cometh from the Lord. It's in vain. The Bible is recorded. I'm trying to remember the portion. It's in vain that you wake up in the night and do, if the Lord do not do what?
I think somewhere in Psalms.
It's in Psalms. I'm trying to pick on it.
It's vain to rise up early, struggling to get the bread of that the Lord gives his beloved, even while they sleep.
Thank you. Thank you. If we can go to the scriptures now, we'll bring it out and read clearly. Psalm 127 verse 2. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. We can compare the writing of this verse. King James says, it is in vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. See, you toil from morning till night, and somebody toiled from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and he's better off because of the lifting of God, because of the promotion of God. What took you 50 years to achieve takes another man 5 years.
Is God an unfair God?
He is not unfair.
How come some people work very hard, will get A in school? They are very brilliant in school, but in real life, things don't balance.
That is the creation and how God wants it. And no man questions God. But the question, if these ones trust in God, most importantly, the peace of God that passes all understanding is greater than wealth and human achievement.
Okay, earlier in your answer, you said that in the how people get lifted, that God steps in and change their status. I'm just wondering, what makes God step into a man's life to change his status?
Invitation can do that.
What kind of invitation?
Okay, let me just use a situation in the scriptures now very quickly.
Okay.
You know, in Canaan.
Yeah.
The wedding in Canaan.
Mm.
The young man invited the mother of Jesus and also invited Jesus.
Mm.
If that invitation was not extended to Jesus and his disciples, there would have not been a lifting of changing water into wine. The young man would have been disgraced. You know, it's a lifting.
Yeah.
People do, not, many do not know that that was promotion. Invitation. You must invite Jesus into your life. You must invite Jesus into your academics, into your business, into your company, into your organization, into your church. If you're a minister, for you to be lifted, you work with him. You must invite him. He's not a gate crasher. Neither is he a Father Christmas. I'm not talking to believers. If you have come to the point that you've known God, you are familiar with God, so there's no need to invite him in anything you do. Sorry for you. You are making a mistake. So the young man invited him to the wedding. And when there is scarcity, he demonstrated his power in lifting the boy from the position of shame. Even when the young man did not know what was happening at the background. So when, for God to step in to change your position, there's always an invitation. And if you have been following us, you are hiding under the shadow of the Almighty. He's your hiding place. He's your shelter, a place of refuge and your fortress. Automatically, he steps in. When God comes to deliver you, he steps in. Deliverance is promotion. Healing is promotion. It's not a matter of money. You want to be promoted from clerk to supervisor or to head of section or head of group or manager. No! Those ones are still promotion. But this one is things that are hidden that will cause you to recognize that God steps in. Something you would have spent, a sickness you have spent 100,000 in the hospital, and God steps in and delivers you from that sickness, and you spent only 5,000 naira because God blesses your water and the medicine you collected from the pharmaceutical store. Is it not promotion?
It is.
That's where. Let's begin to see God in this area. So he steps in to change. He said, the lifting of God means that he steps in and changes our position and status. Your status may be sickness status. He changes it from sickness to good health. He has changed your status. Your position has been changed. Even in offices, God steps in. If people are trying to deny you your promotion, and because you are under the shadow of the Almighty, he steps in to block the people from taking away what rightly belongs to you. Has he not promoted you?
Yes.
That is where we are talking about.
Okay. there are non-believers that actually get lifted or promoted in life. There are people who don't believe in God. I actually know somebody who doesn't believe in God. In fact, something will happen, I'll tell him that God will help you. He said, I believe that thing. I'll be talking, I'll say that if God agrees, if God allows me, if God wills, you say, this is not about God's will. That guy, make up your mind what you want to do. Go after it and get it. So this guy is making progress. He's getting to where many Christians pray for. So I'm wondering, is it God lifting him or Satan lifting him? Or what is going on in this situation?
Thank you for that. I'm going to make a statement. It is within God's power to lift men and put down others for the sake of his agenda. God is running the affairs of this world. He lifts some up and brings some down. The starting point of a man's walk with God is an encounter with his person before his principles. You must encounter God first before the principles. Then, the second phase involves creating a track record. This is the hardest part in our journey to greatness. Now, the answer is very straight from what you said. That young man who is saying, trusting in the arm of the flesh, and things are going on for him, he's making a mistake. His success is only God that is empowering it. Not his wisdom, not his knowledge, not his abilities. He said, it's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of God. He may not be a believer now, but God is working out his purpose in his life. God has an agenda. This agenda God is driving may be the reason God is making life comfortable until such a time God will arrest him the way he arrested Saul, now Paul, in the scriptures. He become an instrument in the hand of God. What we owe them is to pray, because it's lack of understanding. Who is the creator? Who is the giver of wisdom? Who is the giver of strength? God. I've said it times without numbers, that wisdom cometh neither from the east, west, north, or south, but from God. So to that young man, he's only an arrogant child. But our prayers is that he will believe.
Amen.
That's our prayer for him. He is like the prodigal son who went to his father and collected the goodies and his resources and went out and useless the gifts of God. That is exactly the description of the young man. Because he has gone to God. Because when he was coming to planet Earth, did he know who created him? When he was in his mother's womb, who kitted him there? The day he was born, who allowed for self-delivery? God. What will he have caused God that he is still born? But he has collected resources and is wasting it in riotous life. One day he will come back to his senses. He will come back to God. And he will become an instrument in the hand of God. All that we can achieve on planet Earth is from God. He is the giver of all good gifts.
Some persons will feel confused about the person I just made reference to for some reasons. One of them is this. You talked about the fact that one of the ways God promotes me or promotes a person is that I invite him. This guy has not invited God. Maybe he invited God when he was younger, because in the course of our conversation, I realized he was religious as a younger person. But now he said that he's agnostic. He doesn't know whether God exists or doesn't exist. Like, he doesn't think it's possible to know whether he exists or not. He's just there. So the confusion that comes from his person, his progress, is this. Does God go to lift unbelievers?
I made a statement of that at the beginning. I said, it is within God's power to lift men and put down others for the sake of his agenda. Now, he didn't say I didn't say lift the righteous. I say lift men. Men including believer and unbeliever. There is a place for the righteous ones. There are some righteous people that has not excelled beyond the unbeliever. But everything works for good as far as God is concerned. He has an agenda. He's running an agenda. And every man, every woman, God is running your life for his. And to some who become willing instrument in the hands of the devil, they are there to fulfill a particular thing on planet Earth. You know Judas? Judas had an opportunity, but he decided to fulfill the bad one. He was used to fulfill the bad one. The mystery of creation and God running planet Earth, we will all come to know in full if we make it to heaven. But as far as life is concerned, God allows things that may worry us, we find difficult to discern. This example you are seeing is one of them. But all these things are physical success, not spiritual success. Which is the most important thing to God? Spiritual success. And God leaves his children, those who have given him invitation, God lifts them up. Remember, spiritual lifting is way higher than physical lifting. If it is in this life we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. We are supposed to be pitied. The success of this life is not guaranteed by what we have. What you acquire in terms of resources and wealth do not show success as far as God is concerned. But to ordinary man, that's the yardstick for success. But no, you may not have buildings, you may not have properties, you may not be wealthy, but yet spiritually, you are number one before God. Why that your classmate that has been blessed with material possession is before God zero? So these are the way God has allowed. You know, he allowed the poor and the rich, that the rich may learn from the poor and the poor may learn from the rich. And that's why sickness teaches some obedience. There are people that repented as a result of the sickness they suffer. There are people that repented because God blessed them. There are people that repented because God took away the blessing from them. And they nosedived. They went to ground zero. And they recognized that there is God in heaven. That is God for you. The all-knowing God. All-wise. All-powerful. No man can cancel him.
When you say God lifts people for his own agenda, what I understand from that is that God can actually lift an unbeliever who is going to destroy, or who is not interested in his welfare, and the lifting is actually part of God punishing him. Is that correct?
You know, God has lifted kings to punish the children of Israelites and beat them back to recognizing that he's God, to worship him in truth and in spirit. Did God not lift that man to make him a king, to achieve his purpose? He has an agenda. Why I am lifting you, Nebuchadnezzar, is that one day you will come in contact with my children, and on that day you will pronounce that the whole world, the then world, will worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Adam and Adam, did Nebuchadnezzar invite him? Was there an invitation from Nebuchadnezzar? What was God doing? Was that not a lifting to the man, Nebuchadnezzar?
Was
God not using him?
He was.
Did God have not a program, an agenda, a plan?
He did.
Was he not achieved?
It was.
That's God. Cyprus, another king, who commanded that the children of Israelites would go back to their town. Was he a Christian? Was he a side of God? He's a wicked king. Yet, he said, see, he runs the world. He said, in the hollows of his palm, he holds the earth. The planet earth in the hollows of his palm. Pharaoh too was lifted for the purpose. You know, God says, I have lifted you for this very purpose. I made you Pharaoh, king of Egypt. For the purpose of the showing forth my power. That is the plan of God. Was there no other Pharaoh that existed before him? Why must he be him? In him, God saw a willing to that will challenge the power of God. The Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. And after him, and other Pharaohs came for, because that was not the end of Pharaoh.
Okay, I think I understand now that it's not all seeming promotion that is actually for the good of the person. Sometimes God is just doing what he wants to do. So it does not necessarily mean that the person is so good. So God say, make I lift him.
Listen. And point another point that is clear. In all the lifting of God, his aim, soul aim, is to bring you to his kingdom, his salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Any lifting of a man or a woman that is not walking towards that man entering into the kingdom of God is not good.
Okay. It's break time already, and when we come back, I want to look at another aspect of this lifting. The one that concerns most of us is, can God lift a poor person and take him to the palace? He did it maybe with Joseph. Can he still do it in Nigeria? Maybe the peculiarity of Nigeria is, Nigeria maybe is a very complex society, and in Israel there was no tribal issue. Can God lift a Nigerian faced with tribal issues, as an example? Can God lift a Nigeria where some government agencies, they never advertise that they are hiring, and some people are now, so I will not make joke about it, saying, is that people know they die for that place, or people know they retire, that they never announce that they are hiring, but people keep going in there. So can God lift a person who has started out his career when he's working in such an environment? Again, does God expect that I should have tried, like worked hard to some point where he can lift me, or God can put his hand down to any depth and pick a man up? These are questions on my mind. I'll be asking Venerable those questions when we come back after this break. It's break time already on World Journey. Again, today we are looking at God, the lifter of men, and my guest has been Venerable Yohane Ejikwu, discussing this subject matter. When we come back, we'll get into all these other aspects and more other aspects that I've not even highlighted in my question. Stay tuned.
Since the first episode of World Journey debuted on 25th December 2022, God has helped the team release a new episode every week. By the strength and wisdom God provides, the World Journey team has expanded your options for accessing every episode. So, in addition to downloading all the episodes on the website ihanyobona.com, you can equally stream all of them on any of your favorite podcast platforms, such as Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitchers, Amazon Music, and Radio Republic. In fact, the team has made extra efforts to bring you the Word of God daily through channels we call Word Alive in the morning and Bedtime Rema in the evening. Our desire is that you have daily infusion of the Word of God, even in the midst of your busy schedules. So, if you want to get our weekly Word Journey, Daily Word Alive, and Bedtime Rema, please send WJ to 0803-7620-939 on WhatsApp.
Welcome back to World Journey. See World Journey, where we search the scriptures to understand the mind of God, that we may adapt our lives accordingly. Every week we take a topical issue, search the scriptures, and then to know the mind of God. The goal again is that Christ be formed in us, and then it will radiate in our everyday lives. Today we are looking at an attribute of God, which is God, the lifter of men. Venerable, let's start from this. Venerable, before we went to the break, we're talking about whether God can lift people from low life to the top in this present day Nigeria.
Okay.
In America, where maybe racism still exists, in Western world where if you are black you can be racially discriminated against, can God still lift anybody to the top in those environments?
Very simple answer, yes. And we read the scriptures, the basis of our discussion. Psalm 113 verse 7 says he lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. You know, I'm a believer of the word of God. The word of God says, I, the Almighty God, lifts the poor from the dust. Let me give you an instance, the poor from the dust now. I will always go to the Bible. David moving from being a shepherd to being a king. One. Now, in the present day world, Barack Obama being lifted from a poor black boy to the president of the United States of America is moving from poverty, from the dust. In Nigeria here, we have good luck, Abele Jonathan. Where you talk about discrimination, where you are coming from. Moving from very simple schoolboy that could not even afford slippers and sandals while going to school to the president of the Federal Republic. Is he not lifting?
It is.
These are on coming down the scale. God has lifted so many young people from poor homes into becoming senators of the Federal Republic, governors of the Federal Republic, in different states, House of Assembly members, businessmen, captains of industry. He said the needy from the garbage dump. These are examples. If the scripture, the Bible, the word of God has said that he lifts the poor from the dust, the question, do we believe it? And I've always said, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. The word of God, no iota of it will fall down without being fulfilled. So no matter your background, no matter the condition, your culture, your race, God is well able to lift you from the dust and from the garbage bin.
Okay. Like I highlighted earlier, one reason why some persons will find it hard to actually believe this is, so how is God going to deal with the fact that maybe, I'm not saying it's true, but that's one of the excuses people give, that a certain part of this country is ruling and they may discriminate against him. So the person is wondering, how is God going to deal with them? The person feels powerless to these people, assuming they're actually ruling. So how is God going to be able to lift me where these people are? That's his question. That's his concern. And he's wondering, is there any word of God I can hold on to? Did God say anything about this? Or I'm just going to be trying and hoping that, well, if anything comes out, that's good. And if nothing comes out, I've tried my best.
No, you see, when the scripture says in Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He put down one and set up another. See, no matter where you are from, have you discussed with God? Commit your ways into the hand of God. Have you committed your ways into the hand of God? Is he in agreement that you are going to contest the election? Is that the will of God for you? If it is, every obstacle, every value must be, every mountain must be leveled for you to succeed. It is not a one-day thing. We take Jonathan as an instance in this country. He moved from vice chairman of a local government to the chairman of a local government, deputy governor to governor, vice president to president. Is it not God's movement? Did it take a day? Fall in line. This will take me to reading one place. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6. Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he may exalt you. He may decide not to. Also, he must. At the proper time, he may decide. When the time came for Jonathan to become the president, did any obstacle stop him?
Mm-hmm.
But he has been moving from deputy to deputy, deputy. And God has been, it is a progressive. He may have humbled himself under God, under authority. And gradually God exalted him to that position. He said at the proper time, he may exalt you, casting down all anxiety. That is the word of God. The good news is that God will raise us up in the most difficult of times. We must have to pray and talk to him. We are talking about Christians now. If you are not a child of God, this thing may sound strange, but if you are a child of God, a believer of the word of God, a believer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a believer of the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, he said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, do you know the proper time? Who knows the proper time? God. He said, he may exalt you. He may keep you where you are. He may push you down. It's of him that showeth mercy. And you don't look at the circumstances around you, the way they play it. If this man, both in the scripture, Obama, for instance, he looked at the way American politics is played, he wouldn't have voted for the president of the United States of America, talk less of winning. But at the proper time, God demonstrated that a black man will be the president of the United States of America. He found in Obama an instrument to use. Did he not use him? Did anything stop him? No! If our ways pleases the Lord, he makes our enemies
our friends.
Our friends!
You emphasize this matter of in due season, in due time, God may elevate. And then, there's something you keep saying, that God can decide to bring down or elevate at that time. I also remember Psalm 75 verse 6, where say, God say, I'll bring one person down to lift up another.
Yes.
He demonstrated by bringing down Saul to lift up David. I'm now wondering, does God arbitrarily bring down people or elevate people? Or are there some parameters he sees before he elevates people or bring them down?
I have been a believer that God is all-powerful and decides what he does with human. Saul was brought down and David was lifted. Not that God wanted to do it. The Bible says God regretted that he made Saul the king because of what? Disobedience. Have you seen his problem? He disobeyed. To obey is better than sacrifice. That's the scriptures. He never obeyed. First time, second, it's not the first time that he disobeyed God at God. He has opportunity of repentance, but he never repented. And God brought him down. Pride. If God looks at you, you know where we read, talked about pride. He said, God exalts the humble and pushes down the proud. So, if you are not obeying God, why was he supposed to be walking with you always? You give way for another person to come. And you are giving way means you have been pulled down. Another place. He said his office, let another take. He has a program and a time frame to achieve his program. And you are doing what? You become a distraction. Or pulling down the hand of the clock. You will give way for another person to do what? Rise up.
Okay. He said you're a firm believer in the fact that promotion comes from God. And he even went as far as saying that even unbelievers, God is the one who leaves them and he does it for his own good. Now, some people say, no, it's not God. You see, if I promote you in this office, you are promoted. If I don't promote you, you are not promoted. And then, like in imagine somebody who owns a business. You say, I can sack you and I can keep you. It's not a lying.
No, he is a statement of fact. You are the owner of a business. You can hire and you can fire. But the power to do the hiring and fire belongs to God. Because let me see, who is the owner of life?
God.
On the day you want to hire or fire, and God decides to take away your life, so what happens? Will you have from the dead come to hire and fire?
No.
Now, remember the rich man in the Bible who said, today I will sit down and enjoy my way. And God said, you fool. Today of your enjoyment, I am requiring your life from you. You are coming back. You know, once our people come to the point of recognizing that all power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. The powers in heaven, on earth, beneath the earth, belongs to God. You have no need to do what? To boast.
Are you saying that a believer who refuses to join to play office politics, but is just busy doing his work and going home, and is not doing Christmas or the boss, maybe do one or two other things, like being close to the boss, remember doing birthday and all that. Are you saying that, because these are some things we will do to get promoted, these are things we will do to get sent for training abroad, these are things we will do to get You know all the benefit that comes from a workplace. I say a believer who just say, God is my lifter. He will lift me. And when he comes to work, he just does his work and go home. The person will still get lifted.
Yes. Promotion comes neither from your boss in the office. That's the East. Comes neither from your gift. That is the West. Comes neither from your hard work. That is the South. Or comes neither from your enemy, which is the North. It comes from God. Either way, if God is not with you, you will not be promoted. He will cause that man that collects gifts from you not to promote you. You know, we are talking about promotion here. It sounds as if we are talking about offices alone in the church. Some pastors will concentrate on building houses to favor the senior ministers for promotion, thinking that upliftment comes from the man. It comes from God. He's only an instrument in the hand of God to promote you.
And I'm saying,
all promotion do not come from God. Some are evil.
I'm trying to sharpen the instrument so that the instrument can do the work.
No! See, promotion comes from God. Even at the time you are wrongly promoted, yet God allowed it. You may be wrongly promoted in an office because of your schemes, and you are announced promoted. But before God, you are not promoted. Before man, you are promoted. People will see you as a promoted person, but in the presence of God, you are not promoted. You are still stagnant. Because that is when we are counting on the mundane things of this world, which we receive from these promotions, the physical things, the physical blessings. Good, these blessings are good, but they do not matter to God. In the scheme of things, man promotes you, but God is demoting you.
Some person say wisdom is profitable to direct. That's why you should go and actually work with your boss. I mean, do what you can. Go to do birthday for him and all that, so that he'll be favorable to speak on your behalf.
Look, the Bible says the gift of a man maketh way for him.
Yes, hey, you see, it's not in
line. Understand the point? The motive of the gift becomes my problem. You sit down in your house and it's pumping money to your superior. At the back of your mind, your motive is that this man will see these things and promote me.
That's wisdom, being profitable directly.
It's all wisdom. It's all wisdom. God is looking at the motive. What is the motive for the things you do, for the gifts you give? That's, it becomes a problem. You know, we need to come to the point of separating our motives, and that is where God looks at. Not what you are looking at. What is your motive? The time you are, when the thing comes to your mind, ask yourself, my motive. You know, when it comes, it becomes a problem. People have given gifts upon gifts, and yet no promotion. They go home, what? To suffer heart attack, murmuring.
Angry.
Angry. Very annoyed. Hatred will come in. Everything about them becomes negative. So what happened? The motive. But if your motive is clean, clear conscience, you are doing it because there is, you need to do it, whether you are promoted or you are not promoted, to God be the glory. You, at that time, allowed God to work out his purpose, allow Jesus Christ to do his function and duty in your life on planet Earth. The Holy Spirit is working out his purpose for you. And if the will of God is that at that material time that you are not promoted, to him be all the glory.
You know, part of promotion, in the course of promotion, at least looking from the physical point of view, people have to give testimonies about you, maybe at the board level. They say, this guy, I want to promote him. When he was in my division, he's a thief. You can't promote him more. And it's not out of place to do things like that. I mean, God expects us to be diligent, to do due diligence before we do give people responsibility. Now, there are people that go in such board meetings because they don't like you. Not because you're a thief.
They give a wrong impression about you?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you saying that after giving such a wrong impression, God can still do anything to help your matter?
Yes. The house of the kings are in his palms. He turns it around like rivers of water. If God has so said you are promoted this year, no power, no man, no woman can stand the power of God in bringing your promotion to manifestation.
This guy's Chris Kanda with your name.
I say, when God says the board people, the people that are deciding, their hearts belongs and God is holding them and said, today, let me tell you, there may come a situation when your case will rise, God will make the man to have start having a running stomach and he went to toilet. Where in the toilet your case is decided. He may cause him to be sleeping while your case is decided. There are too many ways God will do a thing for you. Promotion cometh from God. No power stops the will of God for a man. Unless God is not yet. Remember where I said, his time, at the appointed time, he may do it. Nobody stops God from doing something. People may sit down and turn around, taking a decision to run you down. On the day your case will come. No. If is a situation that requires majority, the number that is kicking against you will have one problem or the other. Some will have flat tires on the road. Some will encounter armed robbery. They will hear about armed robbery on the road and stop. Meanwhile, while they are stopping, God is working out his purpose for your sake. Our God is an all-powerful God, ready and willing to do anything as long as it concerns a servant and a child of God. No power stops him. He leaves people in an ugly situation. I say, imagine Mordecai, somebody that has been destined to die the next day. Only in the night, the book of record was brought in. On reading it, the king asked a question. What has been done for this man? And they say nothing. He said, And at that point, at the point in time, the greatest enemy of Mordecai was stepping in. And God decided that you will be the person that will recommend the promotion of Mordecai, moving from a gate man, recommendation by his worst enemy. That same day, the chief enemy becomes who? The chief public relation officer. Simple. Is it not lifted?
It is.
Is there any power now that stands the word of God?
No.
The family members of Joseph stood ground that they want to, he must die. In all their schemes to kill Joseph, were they able to kill Joseph?
No.
Rather, they were pushing him. That is why I say temptation is a push. Trials, all of them are pushing you. All the wickedness of men, all the name calling, all the cajoling, everything they did to Joseph, pushed him to where? Prime minister. Allow them to push you to the point of prime minister. At the appointed time, God will lift you up. God will elevate you. Put you in that position that men will come and they begin to wonder, who really are you?
Okay. We're going to wind down with this final question. I have other questions anyway. we're going to wind down with this question. There's a person who says, you know that thing I talked about, people can say bad things even though they are false accusations against you. For this, our hypothetical guy, it's actually not false accusation. It's a real valid accusation. He used to be a very bad worker. He used to steal, actually. But he has repented. He doesn't do it like that. So he's wondering, can God still mercy for me and promote me despite my bad past?
Yes. Apostle Paul, a typical example in the scriptures. Bad.
Killer of followers
of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I said, God has an agenda. The day he met Christ, he changed. And among all the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, he did the greatest work. So to that young man, if you are listening to me, no matter your past, God is still in the business of lifting men and women up. So long as you have given your life to Christ, our Lord and Savior, and you are walking under the influence and authority of the Holy Spirit, obeying God, obeying the word of God, putting your trust and faith in God, God, at the appointed time, will lift you up if that is his will for you.
Okay. You can't say you didn't learn anything today. I did, in case you didn't. And if you haven't learned anything, just listen again. I mean, God will mercy for you and make sure he opens your eyes to learn anything. Thank you very much, Venerable, for teaching so freely on this subject matter.
Thank you for having me. And our prayer will continue to be that Christ be lifted up. Christ be lifted up, that he will draw souls to himself.
Amen. This is where we'll draw the curtain on this week's edition of World Journey. Thank you very much for sticking around up to this point. Thank you for sharing them. Thank you for spreading the word about World Journey. We implore you to keep it up. Just know that as long as you are doing it for the right motive, God will check your heart and he will ensure he gives you the reward that is due to you. The scripture says that God is not unfair. He's not unjust to forget our labor of love, not labor of selfishness. So if you bother to share this so that another person could learn and get blessed by this, God is not unjust to forget your labor. He will really bless you. So we would love to hear from you. If you have a question to ask us, suggestions you want to give us, or anything, please get in touch with us through wj@ihaniobona.com. That's the email address. You can equally call, text, or WhatsApp 0803-7620-939. Please know that there are over 2 dozens of Word Journey available for your free download on Venerable Bona's website. That is ihaniobona.com. We implore you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and TikTok at Our Word Journey. Once you do that, you'll be able to get Daily Word Alive, Bedtime Rema, and then also on the website, you'll be able to download ebooks based on Word Journey teachings. Until we bring you our next exciting episode of Word Journey, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Dinwoke. May the Lord be with you. Ever since the first episode of Word Journey debuted on 25th December 2022, God has helped the team release a new episode every week. By the strength and wisdom that God provides, the Word Journey team has expanded your options for accessing every episode. So in addition to downloading all episodes of Word Journey on the website ihaniobona.com, you can equally stream all of them on your favorite podcast platforms such as Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Teachers, Amazon Music, and Radio Republic. In fact, the team has made extra effort to bring you the Word of God daily through channels we call Word Alive in the morning and Bedtime Rema in the evening. Our desire is that you have a daily infusion of the Word of God, even in the midst of your busy schedule. So if you want to get our weekly Word Journey, Daily Word Alive, and Bedtime Rema, please send WJ to 0803-7620-939 on WhatsApp.